Hello, you goobers. This is the Goobs Podcast, a podcast where we talk just to talk. My name is Sean Evans, and it's yet another beautiful day. I got Troy here. I don't know if we want to call you Troy anymore. We want to call you V or Venja. He's the main character of his own world. He also works on the Nerd Archive, which you guys need to check out. But we're here today. We're going to talk about a lot of everything. I mentioned him on the last podcast. We met very briefly in high school when I moved here from Texas. And we just, you know, I think it was like we started working at Lowe's, started getting acquainted. We talked about changing the world, making videos, making content for people who want to, you know, hear, listen, watch it, whatever. But anyway, I got Troy. I got Venja. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm glad to be here, dude, on your podcast. This is awesome, dude.
Yeah, you're a goob. If you can listen to a Goob's podcast from start to finish, guess what? You're a freaking goober. And if I interview, we're on the same wavelength or something. You know, it has to be. It's the same energy or whatever. But you went to Orlando with us the other day, and that was a blast. We met up in Orlando.
I met some good people. I met some interesting people. Like, everyone there just had the same energy. I was just like, damn, dude, this is what it feels like to have everyone with the same mindset. And I'm not really used to that because, like I said, where you don't really find people like that, I guess, like where I'm staying at and everything, because I focused on my stuff for a while. And I had you at the time, you know what I'm saying? And I see you doing your big things, you're modeling now, and I see you got your own podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't help but be happy for, like, the homies like you and the rest of them that are actually doing big things. That's how I know in the future we're going to be big doing all of this. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And, you know, my brother, I don't know if I've ever spoken to you about my brother, but my brother Adam, he lives in Austin, Texas. Shout out to Adam. But my brother always says, he says, you know, we're destined for greatness. We're kings in the ring. And if I eat, we all eat. And it's also, I want to talk about the 6-degree theory. It's everyone that has the same kind of energy, you're on the same wavelength, your team, your group, your gang, whatever you want to call it. But that's why I wanted you to tag along, because something inside just said, you know, like, Venja, he's the dude, and they're going to love him, and we're going to create awesome content, which we did. And I'm just super blessed, super grateful to have met, you know, so many people, especially you, but everybody inside the 6-degree. And yeah. So tell me about yourself. Nobody knows who you are, dude.
Yeah, no, man. I've kept that. That's the whole, I guess you can call it, gimmick of V, Venja. I started this, around 2016, 2017. And I think this was back during Lowe's. I think I had already started it, I believe, when I met you.
Yeah, you have been talking about it. Yeah. And man, those days were... I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all, dude. I don't miss it. But you were I was a front loader. They had me pushing carts, dude.
And I was in flooring.
Dude, and we would like meet up in flooring and be like, yo man, what's good, you know? And
yeah,
it was dope.
No, when I found out you were working there, I was like, oh my gosh, yo, Sean. He's like, yo, what's going on? I'm like, you work here now? Yeah. Oh my god, dude. Like, I don't know. It felt kind of weird because I was just like, me and this dude was meant to be friends, bro.
Dude,
like,
for sure. For sure. It's very strange how it works. And it's like that with people, you know? It kind of looks like Chelsea. No, it's not Chelsea.
Yeah, no. Ever since I started the Venja Unknown account on Instagram, I don't know. Like, I feel like the main focus of that account, and I, like I told you before, I envisioned V as a different character away from Troy. And V had committed suicide. And so he uses Troy to do his work on Venja the Unknown account, which is Unknown World, which is this world through his eyes. You know what I'm saying? And I love that. I love that whole concept because I'm able to think outside the box, you know what I'm saying, as a different person, not as Troy, but as V. Like, that's V's account. That's not Troy's account. That's V's account. Troy handles Nerd Archive, which is just me and my love for video games and anime and all that other different stuff, you know what I'm saying? So when I met you guys, it was just like, oh, dude, yes, this is like, this is more brainstorming, more ideas, more content. Like, this is, oh, I love this. It was great, man. I love it.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, like you said, V controls one account and Troy controls another account. And, you know, I was talking to my brother about this recently, and he was saying, man, I just want to break the chain inside, you know, the family tree. And I said, man, enough of that nonsense. The Evans, the old Sean, or Sean, and the old Adam, they died. The old Evans died, and we're here today. Thankfully, some reason, we're here for a reason, but we're here today for a reason. And I really like what you're doing with your stuff. And I think that's cool that you're using an alias, so not everything is associated with Troy. Like, that's really cool. I was thinking about, you know, if I ever do get someone to help me write a book and publish it about my life, I would want to have an alias. Because I don't want it associated with, like, acting, modeling, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this guy's a model and an actor. Now he's trying to write a book. Like, it's a cliche kind of sort of thing, you know? And I don't want to be that guy.
No, I feel
where you're coming from. And that is dope, dude. And I'm proud of you. Like, we got so much more to do. This is just the very beginning. We have barely touched the surface, you know?
This is the tipping stone, man. Like, there's no block whatsoever. Like, we have the world to take on here, and I feel like, trust me, we're gonna be in the future, we're gonna be doing big things, at least in my mind, I think so.
No, I feel the same way, but I also don't want to focus on it too much, because, you know, like the saying, you know, stop and smell the roses, live in the present. Mm-hmm. And I get that you can plan for the future and all that stuff, that's great, but one day we're gonna wake up, I'm like, Troy, we fucking made it, dude. We're here right now. Dude,
that's gonna feel good. I mean, honestly, it took me a while to learn not to, like, burn out on something you love to do. Because for a while, I started the whole YouTube channel. I just now came back and revamped it and stuff like that. And when I left it, I had, 7 subscribers? My goal was 10, I told myself. And at the time, I was dealing with a lot of things and some, like, depression and everything like that. So it was one of those things where I was like, okay, maybe I need time for myself. I had just gone through a really bad relationship and stuff like that, so I put it away for a while. So I recently looked at it and I had 44 subscribers.
Yeah, you told me about that. That's dope.
I was just like, yo, it might not be a big accomplishment to anybody else, but holy shit, dude,
it's a start. And that's what Chelsea told me the other day. She said, stop beating yourself up about what you're doing, because you've only had the podcast for 2 months, and, you know, you probably can see the analytics on your YouTube channel and on your Instagram and stuff, and you just can't get caught up in that stuff. Like I said, one day we're gonna wake up and it's just gonna be what it is.
I'm telling you, bro, and it's gonna hit you in a way, it's gonna hit you in a way where it feels good, because you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, dude, we're here.
We stuck with it, man.
Yeah, we stuck with it, and the only way we can go is up from here. There's no way we can, you know, decline from this. We're doing a great job, and that's how you know. We're honestly, Sean, from the work that you've always shown me through pictures, through music, anything like that, man, you're a talented person.
Appreciate that. That means a lot, man.
You're a very talented person. And I see you with the whole podcasting Goobs. I'm glad to be on this podcast. It's awesome. It feels kind of weird being on a podcast like this, because it's like, it's professional, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and I don't know. After seeing stuff like that, you know, I tend to look back at my own work and I'm like, you know, Troy, you're sticking with this and you're doing really good. You're doing good, bro. So I think the overall end of this is gonna be the end result's gonna be awesome. We're gonna feel really good about it.
Definitely. And you know, we met 5 years ago. Maybe 6 years ago, but let's say five, six years ago. It might be like 7. I met you when I was a senior.
Yeah, you met me in high school. I was a junior. You were a senior. Did I meet you through somebody or did...
No, it was like I had friends in the Thespians Club. I wasn't a part of it.
Yeah, there we go. You were in the acting class for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I met you. And when I first met you, I'm not gonna lie, when I saw you at first hand and everything, we got grouped up. That's
you were like this douchebag.
Well, no, at first I was thinking, I was just like, this man has a lot to say. So I actually listened and I was just like, okay, he has a lot to say, but some decent ideas. So when you started soaking in some of the ideas, I feel like me and you had, that was that whole like that idea, like, I don't know what to call it, man.
Where it just made sense because we were connecting. Yeah. It was dope.
I think it was like a group of like five of us, and me and you were the ones spitting out the most ideas, and they were just clicking. And I don't know, man. From that day forward, we were just cool. Every time I see you, I'm like, yo, Sean. You just like,
dude, for
it was,
real.
Yeah, bro. I was just like, dude, did I made a friend? Holy
dude,
shit.
And it was weird. Oh, shit. Dude, I was in Walmart one night.
I saw
and that's where we saw each other. It was like, holy shit, dude. And that was way before Lowe's.
Yeah, because, yeah, after.
And I was with that. I was with that girl at that time.
Yeah, you left after senior year. I think I saw you one other time. And then I didn't see you no more after that. I figured you left Palm Coast. So when I saw you in Walmart that night, I was like, holy shit, is that Sean? And so I ran up, I'm like, yo, Sean. He's like, what's up, bro? I'm like, holy shit, dude, I thought you left. He's like, nah, man, I've been here. I'm like, what? And when I met you, you know, you've been going through some things. I've been going through some things. I don't know, man. I feel it might be destiny. I don't know what it is, man. Because I keep running into you time after time after time. And every time I run into you, it's during that time where I'm coming up with a new project. Or I'm pulling, where I'm pulling back out for some work to do and different things like that. So I always take it as, okay, maybe this is the partner in crime. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this is the guy to help me get to where I need to be. And I'm the guy to help him get to where he need to be. You know? And now looking at all of this and the trip to Orlando, you know, doing the pictures and stuff, bro, it expanded. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it felt good being around all that many people with the same mindset to, like, we want to change the world. We want to tell a story with our work, you know? We want to journey far with this. This is like a quest for us. You know what I'm saying? It's, oh, dude.
And nobody, I know your family, from what you've told me, they're supportive.
Yeah, my dad is really supportive. My mom's really supportive. I honestly thought they wouldn't be, but they were. And some of my earliest videos that I had put on YouTube, and we're talking about years ago. We're talking maybe, what, five, or I'm sorry, eight years ago or something like that. My dad bought me a little Sony camera, you know. He got me a little tripod, started shooting camera or videos and stuff like that. Eventually, Christmas, he got me a green screen, white screen and stuff, studio lights. Like, he was buying me the stuff that I needed. And I thank that man whenever I get the chance to. Every time I think about it, I thank him. Like, yo, Dad, thank you. You know, I thank my mom too, because I honestly didn't think that they would support me the way they did. And whether it was holding the camera or looking over my work like, oh, hey, this is really good. Or, you know, like laughing at my video because it's funny and stuff. Because those are like my two biggest fans. They always want to see my videos.
And I have a feeling you're from the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And that culture is very, very family oriented. I don't know if you know, but Italians, they're very family oriented. And from the things I've told you about my life, you know, I was adopted by my grandparents in 2006, right after our house fire, which I want to talk about one day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just the other day, I was talking to my grandparents, and I was talking to my grandmother, and this is what she said. She was like, Sean, what's the plan? What's the plan for you in 10 years? Like, what is it? And I was like, I'm working on everything. I just got signed. And, you know, I want to act. I want to do as much as I can. I want to help people. I want to spread the word, you know? And this is what she said. I don't think you're going to make it. Yeah, I don't think you really have a chance. The odds are against you, Sean. And I hear that a lot. And for someone like you, because of your culture being the way it is, that, like, your family being supportive, that helps you, that pushes you. And because of my grandparents, them being educators, my pop was a criminal justice professor at many universities. My grandmother is still a special ed teacher, you know. Their mindset is still stuck in the matrix in a way of, like, you know, if you don't go to school, you're not going to be successful. Or if you don't do this, you're not going to be successful. But the truth is, there's nothing that can stand in my way. Even from the people that I love the most who got me out of a horrible situation. I love them so much, but it still pushes me. But there is nothing that can step in the way. Even my loved ones have said some pretty crazy shit about like acting and modeling and... And it does push me, and like being with people who are like-minded, like you, Vinja, Malik, Caitlin, Cody, shout out to Cody and Chelsea. Like, we're all trying to create something, and you know, a left is better than a right. You know, you do better when you work together with people. You can get there by yourself, but
I always tell people that I'm like, it's better. You can, it's possible for one person to do it, but when it's a group, it's much faster and it's much easier, because you're not the only one thinking of ideas at that point. There's other people with you thinking of ideas, and it's just much more fun, in my opinion, because, you know, one idea might click with another idea, and now you got one giant good idea there, and you're like, dude, we gotta shoot this, or dude, we gotta, you know, set this up so we can get this done and stuff like that. But yeah, no, even with like family like that, you know, any family member that's like that to me, which I really haven't found any like that. I really just, it's maybe a few friends who I thought were my friends. I use that as fuel. You know, anybody that comes up to me and says, you really believe you out of the many million people that's, you know, out here trying to do what you do, you think you're going to make it? And I'm like, yes, yes, I do. My mind is already set on it, and I believe that I'm going to do it. And when I do it, it's going to be one of those things where I'm just like, boom, I did that. And I had help, and I helped them. We all made it. Look at us. We're up here with the big times now. Let's ride.
I mean, the torch is being handed down. You got all the people in the industry right now, the entertainment industry, and those people are getting old. You know, I just listened to a podcast, Joe Rogan's podcast, and he was interviewing Tony Hawk, the famous skateboarder. And Tony Hawk is 52 years old. Like, that makes me feel old. And I'm only 24. And, he's 52. 52. And the dude still skates.
God bless his heart.
But stuff like that, you know, those guys, they made an impact. You know, they did their thing. But now it's like, we're the next generation. And for some people, it's hard to understand. But, you know, there's not always going to be a Johnny Depp. There's not always going to be,
those classics are there for us to look at and look at their work and their best work, best or worst, but mostly their best work. They're always going to be there, you know. But like you said, the new generation needs to, you know, take the torch now, because they're not always going to be there. You know, one of my favorite actor of all time.
Hit me.
Will Smith.
Dude, I like Will Smith.
Love that man. That man, he was a rapper, and he did his whole rapping without cursing, which was amazing to me. He was in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, hit TV show. It was amazing. I love that TV show. And then bunch of movies, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where it's like, dude, I want to be like, I don't want to be Will Smith. I want to be like Will Smith, but my own, I want to be Vinja. I want to be V, you know? And people be like, yo, that's V right there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to make it happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, bro.
It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I just, you know, I hope, you know, when that moment does arrive, which it will, I want people to not only be able to, you know, appreciate the work that we do, obviously, but I want people to feel comfortable to still come up to me. You know, And I still want to have that that personal connection. And I want to be able to stand for something that's good. I want to be able to spread word about, you know, being open-minded. And you know what I'm saying?
No, I feel that. Trust me, I feel that. I don't know. I guess when you get to a certain, like, status level, if that's the right way to say it. But when you get to a certain level, I guess people look at it or look at you as like, oh, dang, he's better than me. Who am I to walk up to him and say this? When it's really not. You got to realize all those famous people you see are just like you. They're human. They bleed red too. You know, they're just as human as you are. Okay. Now, whether they treat you like a normal human being or not, it's up to them. Which, like I said, and how you said, you want to be comfortable with people coming up to you. That's a good mindset. You would want someone to come up to you that way. Like, for example, let's say if I was like big and famous all of a sudden and everything, I don't want anybody to like feel like I'm better than them, or that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm more than them or whatever, and I don't want anybody to ever feel like that. You know, I'd much rather them come up to me, hey, what's up? Are you doing good? Like, hey, man, how are you?
Because it makes you feel small. It makes you feel small. And exactly. We've felt like this. You and I, we've talked about going through depression, bad relationships. I mean, we both had a gun pulled on us. I never told you about that, but, you know, it is what it is. That's another time for another story. But on that note, you know, you were trying to help these people. Recently, I feel like in the last 6 months, you were helping these two guys, right?
I was helping these two guys. It's actually, I don't even remember what the time frame was, but I was helping these two guys.
You put your trust in them. You thought it was going to be good. You had even mentioned it to me, but these guys ended up being
put like this. These guys weren't what I thought they were, and it hurts to try or to put work into something and for you to get nothing out of it, and nothing out of it being not necessarily like money or anything like that. It's more like there was so much good talent there, or there was so much use there, and we didn't utilize it because, you know, you weren't on the same page as me and I wasn't on the same page as you. And so that typically that's what would happen, you know, because at the end of the day, I ended up using my cameras to help them out. My tripods,
you were taking pictures for them.
Taking pictures for them, editing, video. I was pretty much doing all the work. And it's not like they weren't doing any work.
It's because they didn't know how. And you were the guy that knew how. That's why they were...
They put like this. They knew they had good ideas. You know how you see someone, they have the good idea. They had really good ideas. It's just... I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's like they fell off, and then they wanted to do it again, and they fell off again, and then once they fell off, and it was just like, yo, I don't feel like doing this, it's not working, and stuff like that. And when I tried to step out, you know, when I finally put my foot down of, hey, listen, I feel like we're going nowhere, and I'm the only one doing the major stuff, you know, like, ideas are not flowing from y'all as much as used to. I'm thinking of all the ideas, and it's really hard to get in contact with y'all and stuff like that, which I get, you know, life hits and stuff. But I don't feel like, you know, what I know is gonna be any help to anything that you guys got going on. So I'm gonna go ahead and just, you know, take my stuff and go on my own. And I had a gun pulled on me. And that was crazy because I was just like, it's not even that serious, you know? It's not that serious, you know? If you need the help, or if there's something wrong, you could talk to me, or, you know, set something up, or, you know, something. But it didn't happen that way. But long story short, they point the gun at me. They were just like, yo, you think you're just gonna up and leave? That's not happening. And I'm like, so you're forcing me to stay? That's not happening either. You know, what's wrong? Why are you doing this? You know? And so I got off scot-free. I didn't get hurt, thank God.
I mean, when they pulled the gun on you, what did you say? Like, what did they say? And from the moment from when they pulled the gun on you to the moment when you were kind of let off the loose?
Well, pretty much it was them, or what was said from them was just the fact of, either A, you're staying with us to help edit these videos, which I had no problem staying with them to edit videos. It's just we didn't have videos to edit. All the ideas started coming from me only, and they wouldn't even show up for the shoot. And then two, it was, well, what he said was either A, you're staying with us to edit these videos, or B, you're leaving these cameras here with us. And I'm not letting go of my cameras. That's a lot of money. okay, you know, you have a camera.
I mean, you started from the bottom, and yeah, I don't have a camera anymore.
Yeah, that's
not.
Oh,
I gave my camera and my computer to my ex. I also wanted to leave on good terms, so that's another story.
I feel
no disrespect.
Well, no, I understand that. I understand that completely. It's just like I said, I worked from the ground up for those cameras. You know, the Canon T5, I bought with my own money. You know, the other Canon, the Sony. Like, I bought these cameras with my own money. I'm not gonna let these go. And it's weird to say you die for something that's, I guess, like, not that big of a deal.
Well, to you, it's not a big of a deal. But do you honestly think that guy would shoot you and use the cameras? He'd probably shoot you and then sell it.
You look. I could look in his eye and tell. It was one of those things, like, it wasn't really, I'm going to shoot you right now for these cameras. It was, we're desperate.
Yeah.
We're desperate, dude. We're lost right now. And I saw that. So I ended up, what I ended up doing, I ended up buying them.
And honestly, you're a real one for this.
I ended up buying them a camera. And I was just like, why not? And honestly, when I gave it to them and stuff, and keep in mind, it's not like I'm rich or anything, right? Like, at the time, I was making my money here and there and stuff like that. And it was just one of those things of, you know what? I think you guys need to start like how I needed a start. And how I had my start was, my father bought me my first camera. I got to work. I made money from there to buy what I needed, other than my dad helping me get other things and gifts from here and there. So maybe the same thing will work for you. And that's what I did. I went out, bought a camera for them. When I gave it to him, he was just like, really? After everything that kind of happened, I thought you would hate me. He's just like, I don't have time to hate, bro. This is for you. And he started crying. And I was like, no, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been there, you know? I've been there. And he was just like, thank you, man. This means so much. And I was just like, will you guys take care? And he's like, but are you not, you know, joining up to, you know, stay with us to edit and stuff? I was just like, after that experience, nah, man. You know, because how do I know you won't pull a gun on me again for something else? I don't want to live through that. You know, that was pretty traumatizing.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, to have a gun in your face. And for, in my opinion, a little reason like this, you know, I don't. And believe it or not, he understood. He was just like, yeah, I guess I kind of deserve that. So it ended right there. And it was one of those things where it's like, hey guys, we didn't end on like bad terms, and not to make it sound like a relationship or anything, but it was one of those things like, okay, you guys take care, and I hope to see you in the future. You know, I hope you guys are doing big things. You know, I'll see you when I get there too. And they're just like, yeah, we'll see you. And honestly, I don't know where they're at now. I hope they're doing good, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, man, it was a traumatizing, weird, but good ending experience, if that makes sense.
It's a good story. You got a lot of knowledge and information that you're sharing with everybody listening to the Goops podcast right now. But you kind of went off the grid. I mean, we both kind of went off the grid. We didn't really talk. We were both kind of hermits. I just got out of a relationship. You know, I'm trying to get back on my feet. Yeah, trying to figure out, you know, new ways to express myself.
I feel like we were caterpillars, went into that cocoon, and now we're blossoming out of the cocoon right now. You know, just getting used to the wings and flight and everything. But yeah, nah, bro. I knew you went off the grid. Like you said, I went off the grid. I told myself I was going to work on myself a little bit, which I did, and stuff like that.
No. We're still working on ourselves. Yeah. It's an everyday thing. Don't think that you just wake up and become who you're meant to be. It's an everyday strive.
Yeah, one step at a time. One step at a time. In, like you said, it doesn't happen overnight. It really doesn't. If it did, all of us would be good to go, happy, and all that other stuff. Not to say we're not happy now, but
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things of, it's not an overnight process. And trust me, I had to dig myself out of, like, a pretty deep hole of, like, depression and stuff like that. Now, I'm at a setting point where it's like, okay, I understand some stuff. I'm still working on some stuff. But I'm at least in a good mindset right now where I can work on my stuff and feel good about it. my ideas are flowing again. But I don't think you knew this, but I hit a block. I don't know how long was the block. I don't know. I hit a block and I couldn't think of any ideas. And I just thought to myself, it was just like me telling myself that I was not interested anymore. But it wasn't true, because I was always able to pick up my camera and feel good about it. And every time I did pick up my camera, I felt good about it. And I was like, okay, so I'm not done with this, of course, but why can't I think of any ideas? And then, I don't know, an idea like clicked with me. Two projects that I worked on, one that I just finished called Animated, that you're a part of. And the other one was V, and I was focusing more on who V Vinja, who he is for Unknown World. And then on top of that, after those two ideas hit me, I had more. And this was episodes for Nerd Archive. Nerd Archive, when that came, that was actually inspired by Etika. I don't know if you know who that is.
No idea.
Etika was a YouTuber. He had he passed away. He committed suicide. But I think his name was Desmond Amofa. Desmond Etika Amofa. But Etika was his like YouTube name. And he was legit the first person, other than like 6 Seconds, which is like a rapper that really speaks some truth. But Etika really, the way he acted and the way he carried himself, it amazed me, because this was the first person that was like, it felt like a person like he was me, but he wasn't afraid to show that. And at the time, you know, nobody wants to hang around with some type of goofball or this and that and stuff like that.
Dude, we're goofballs. I've gotten to the point where I'm cool with it.
It took me a while to realize that, though. I don't know why. But once I saw how he acted, and I'll show you some of his live streams like a little later and stuff like that. But the man was just, he was outgoing. He was kind. He was wild. Put it like this, man. He was like, in my eyes, he was like a big brother. The big brother that, you know, that I never really had growing up. But he was like a big brother. And so when he passed away, it hurt. It hurt pretty bad. And I kind of slowed down with Nerd Archive after that, but I picked it back up. But man, that dude would spread love and positivity wherever he'd go. And I don't know, man. It really hit close to home when everything was said and done. But Nerd Archive was birthed from that, because I was just like, I want a show where I can talk about, you know, stuff that I really like. You know what I'm saying? Like how you're doing with the Goots podcast. You know what I'm saying? This is an amazing idea. You know, everybody can just let loose and talk about different things. I want Nerd Archive to be that place where, you know, you come for video games, anime, and just other funny vids that I can shoot. You know what I'm saying? Where I can really let loose and show my goofy side. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, there was that compared to Vinja the Unknown and Unknown World, where that's the opposite side of everything that's V, you know. So that whole split down the middle of two different things working, and I love it. I love both of them. I treat them like my children. It is weird to say.
Nah, not at all. It's the passion, the inspiration, the experience, the knowledge that's put together, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, man. And we're gonna keep going. We're going to keep going. We're never going to stop. That's the goal. We're going to stay consistent. We're going to help people. We're going to spread positivity and love, baby. Thick skin, baby.
Let's go. I'm ready. I am ready, dude. I am ready. This is going to be one heck of a ride, dude. And it's not going to stop. We're going to keep going. You guys watch. You guys tuned into this. You watch. We're going to be out here one day. And it's going to be something. I'm telling you that right now. It's going to be awesome.
Hell yes. Okay, on another note, what are your thoughts on marijuana?
Honestly, I partake, you know.
You smoke blunts?
Of course.
Of course, dude.
Come on, man.
I think the whole stigma on marijuana, it's changing for the better good. And I like, you know, that people are starting to be more open-minded about it. You know, the other day, I don't think I told you this, but one of my goals is to have my own marijuana farm and then have a coffee shop on that marijuana farm with a food truck in the front. And I want to have, like, you know, THC-infused fucking coffee. I want you to be able to, you know, come to this place and not have to worry about the cops or anything. It's a safe place. It's legal. And the other day, I brought it up to my pop. You know, he was born in 1933. I don't think the dude's ever smoked. I mean, he's a pretty straight-edge kind of guy. So I told him, I said, you know, Pop, I want you to tell you something about one of the ideas that I want to do before I die, because I know that you wanted to start a bed and breakfast in Costa Rica, but it just never, you know, it never became a thing. And he said, okay. And I said, well, I want to have my own marijuana farm. I want to have my own restaurant. And I want to change and address the stigma of marijuana. And he was like, well, I don't know about that, because statistics show people who smoke marijuana are more likely to do hardcore drugs. And I said, yes, but there's also a percentage of people that are involved in that stuff. I don't even drink. I'm still struggling with smoking cigarettes. I'm addicted. And if you're out there and you're addicted, we're doing this shit together. But I don't even drink. I'll smoke a little Mary J every now and again, and I'll be honest with you, it's helped me. I used to have sleep apnea, insomnia, hold my breath, you know, late at night, wake up.
Like, listen, for everybody that's listening out there, if you want to know the side effects of marijuana, happy, hungry, sleepy, okay?
Yeah, pretty much.
That is the side effects of marijuana, okay? I'm not going to say I can speak for everyone, but I do speak for myself when I say that I've smoked marijuana before. It isn't anything bad. If you have, like, really bad anxiety, or you have depression or anything like that, it does help out.
Or even if you struggle with eating, if you have an eating disorder. Yes. I knew a very sweet girl. You know who you are if you're listening. Okie. But you had gastritis, and that helped. That not only helped you with your anxiety, but that helped with your depression. And they're still working on, you know, things that, you know, that marijuana does for people. And it grows in the ground. It's not man-made.
And honestly, if you want to make a friend, if you're bad at making friends, and you say you want an easy way to make friends, walk up to someone and say, hey, you smoke? If they look at you like, yeah, I smoke. You smoke? Yeah. I promise you that conversation is going to go far. I've done it many, many times. You just got to know what to look for, because nowadays everyone's smoking marijuana. Honestly, I didn't even know you smoked marijuana.
Yeah.
Because I was just, when you told me, I was like, what?
I mean, the first time when we went to Felter, we smoked a lot.
Oh my gosh.
It was like a group of people, and they just kept, like, I think they were passing. It was like a group of, like, six awesome souls. And we were passing, like, three blunts at a time.
And a bong, and then someone else came over with their bong. Bro, we were just high as hell.
We were high as hell, but we were high on life, and we were having a badass time.
No, we were having the greatest time ever, but the ideas were just flowing. Like,
Derek started dancing, and that's when we started taking videos.
Yeah. I started taking videos and pictures. I was able to use that. And we went back inside, started making music and stuff like that.
I just want to fuck. She just want to cuddle.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, we got to get that song out there. I'm telling you, bro. Yo, Troy, Venja, and I, we created a song called I Just Want to Fuck and She Just Want to Cuddle. And I know it's some foul language, but
it was a song meant to be funny, and then we just came up with some shit, and we're just like, why does this sound good? I mean, damn, dude, this actually sounds really good. So we just went off it, and I think we were on that song for like a good hour and a half.
Dude, we just kept doing it.
We
yeah,
just kept going, and I was just like, damn, dude, we made a song. And this was
out of nothing, literally. Like, I don't know. I think Derek was on the bass, and what's his name was on the drums.
Was it felt? No, it wasn't.
Yeah, he's part of the Ned.
Yeah.
Shaggy hair kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the main singers. I always forget their names. I'm bad at names, man.
I'm bad at names. Don't worry about it. You're not alone.
And it makes me feel like an asshole when I forget someone's name.
I always remember faces. I always, if everything was relied on faces, I'm your man. But
same. I'm literally the same
names,
way.
Names? Oh, I tell them, listen, if you can't remember Troy, whatever's easier for you.
Yeah.
If you, that's why I tell them, just call me V. It's simple. If you can't
simple,
remember
man.
That, if you want to call me Black Guy because that's how you remember me, then I'm Black Guy. That's just what it is.
But back to the marijuana conversation. I wanted to talk about marijuana just real quick. And if you are that, if you're out there listening, and maybe you're new to the scene, or maybe you've been smoking, are you paying attention to the strains that you're smoking? Are you asking questions? I know if you go to a guy and he's like, "Yo, I got that fire," you know, then ask him like, "Well, what is it?" And if he doesn't know, then
honestly, I would say for people that are, I guess when I first started smoking, it was my friend Marcus that kind of brought me in. And trust me, I know about all the stigma that comes along, like the bad stigma that comes along with marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I was growing up on that, you know, all drugs are bad. Same. This is bad. You know what I'm saying? So like, I get it. But like I said, if you're like in your you know, teenage years, in your 20s and stuff like that, and you want to experiment a little and stuff like that, take it from me. I did it. My friend Marcus brought me in. Shout out to Marcus. He just went to the Army. He's doing real good. I'm proud of you, man. But he brought me into it, and that night was just amazing. I think we did something called GBs, gravity bongs.
Gets you 60% higher.
Oh my gosh, dude, bro. Let me tell you something. That whole night was, I cried over a Pop-Tart, a half-eaten pickle.
Well, what kind of Pop-Tart was it?
It was the Oreo.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
What was it? Cookies and cream, what they call it? Oh my gosh, dude, that night was just awesome. I would never forget that night. But yeah, after I smoked that one time, I was just like, this isn't so bad. Because I went to sleep and I woke up on the couch and I'm like, what the hell just happened? And he goes, you just had your first night of marijuana, fam. And I was like, dude, that was awesome. He goes, yeah. I'm like, why is there such bad stigma behind this? He goes, dude, I don't know. And I was just like, you, trust me. We all start from the same branch and we all feel the same way. And I was just like, yeah, bro, this ain't bad at all. Because, I mean, honestly, I don't know if anybody that smoked marijuana and then went to sleep, you know, that is the best sleep of
best
life.
Sleep.
Oh,
best sleep.
My God, dude. You wake up the next morning like, wow. I don't know what happened, but I'm glad it happened. Like,
I was the same way. I think the first, you know, I smoked when I was about 15. And then I stopped for years on end. Then I tried smoking again, and it actually made me nauseous. It made me nauseous, and then I started looking more into marijuana. What strain is it? What are the side effects, the pros, the cons, the medical side effects? What is it good for? And my theory on that is, if you have a bad relationship, or maybe you had a bad relationship with marijuana, then it could very well be the kind of strain that you were smoking, because it's the kind of, it's medicine.
I second that.
And one of my favorite strains, I've only seen it once. And it was called Alien OG.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, man, it was... And people, you know, they call it a gateway drug. But it's the third eye. It opens your third eye. It broadens your horizon. You start thinking about, why is the grass green? You know what I mean? It's like crazy shit like that.
I feel like people only see it as so-called a gateway to other drugs because you smoke marijuana and you think to yourself, okay, maybe the so-called other drugs aren't bad. But you gotta realize, marijuana is grown from the earth itself, okay? It's a plant that you have to grow. Unlike these other drugs where it's literally, you know, man-made chemicals mixed up with other stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Maybe shrooms might be another thing like that.
I thought about doing shrooms, but I was stupid. It was, this is funny. I don't think I've ever told this story. Last July, I was still with that girl. And, you know, we left on good terms and all. But it was July 3rd. And at that time, we lived 0.9 miles away from the theater. And so my friend said, hey, I have some LSD. And I said, I don't really know about that stuff because it's psychoactive. I don't really know. I've heard some things, you know, people, it fucks them up. Anyway, yeah, so this really cool guy, he sold me LSD, one tab that we were going to cut in half and microdose. So I'm like, all right, are you ready? And she was kind of skeptical at that time, and she ended up taking it. And you put it on your tongue and then, you know, pop it back. And we were also smoking. You know, I didn't really know what to do. I was like, yeah, it's going to take a while to kick in. I started smoking. Gosh, dude, I ate a edible cookie, which was amazing, by the way. It was amazing. I'm like, you know, it's July 3rd. We got no plans. I'm off work for the next 3 days. That was the reason why we did it. We're off for 3 days. Let's go see Toy Story 4. So we go to the movies, bro.
That must have been a
wild
movie.
And, dude, when we get there, like, my mind is trying to distinguish what's real and what's not in this movie because the animation is so fucking good, dude. I'm, like, just sunken in my seat. Like, I'm not even existing. I'm just a fucking body. And we're, like, 15 minutes into the movie, and you hear, boom, 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 boom. Fireworks outside the theater. Well, this girl that I was with, she looks around. I'm like, it's all right. It's just fireworks, you know? I didn't really think about it. I figured people celebrate on the 4th, not the 3rd. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So she gets up, with, you know, because we had brought snacks. And we had like a whole bag full of the best snacks you could ever imagine, you know? And she gets up and she leaves. And I'm like, okay, maybe she needs to go to the bathroom. I wait about 30 seconds. And I'm like, under the circumstances, I need to go check. So I follow her. I keep the stuff over there. You know, I follow her out the door. And as I'm like getting close to that, you know, that hallway to the door, yeah. I just see the door close. And I'm like, okay. So I get out. I don't see her. And then this huge crowd just comes. I guess everybody's headed outside now from the movies. Everybody's going outside to check out. They just say, fuck the movie. We're going to go watch some fireworks. So I'm like, all right, maybe she went to the bathroom, but I don't think I should wait. You know, I just want to make sure she's okay. So I go back into the movie theater. I grab our shit. I walk outside. She's out there watching the fireworks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she was like, I want to get closer. I'm like, let's get closer. So we got closer, and it like triggers something. And I mean this, like she's type 2 bipolar disorder. She had also dealt with depression, and her father had killed himself a few years back. Mm-hmm. And it was a horrible thing. So I thought it was going to be therapeutic because a lot of the people that I look up to, you know, they messed around with it, you know, and all that stuff. So like the switch turns and she's like, you need to take me home. You need to take me home. And I'm like, I don't really know if it's safe for me to drive, but all right. So we start walking to the car. We walk to the car. We're in the back parking lot. She's like, pull over and you throw up. She throws up. I get onto the other side. I'm helping her. She gets back into the car. I walk around the corner. And I remember this like it was yesterday because this was the moment where I truly prayed to God. And I said, God, I'm sorry about what I did. And if you can get me home safely, you know the rest, you know? If you can get me home safely, that's it. And sure enough, as we're leaving the parking lot, the whole event, the whole, you know, July 4th celebration was ending. So everybody was going home. We got stuck in traffic. Finally get home. There's a butter knife on the desk. And I had been eating some peanut butter because peanut butter is life. And she's like kind of freaking out. She's like, turn the lights off. I don't feel like myself. I feel depersonalized. I don't feel like I'm here, you know? And it's a really sad story, you know, and a lot of shit happened. And she ended up having to go to the hospital like 2 or 3 times. Like a week later, she was like, I don't feel like I'm here. I feel like I could kill somebody. I feel like I could, you know, die right now. It was just like, it didn't affect me like that. And while I was trying to take care of this girl, I was also tripping. And as I was tripping, I was like, I don't know what it was because they say you shouldn't do these sort of things if you aren't okay mentally. Like it's better if your mindset is stable when you do these sort of things. And I remember I felt something. It was like taking care of me. Like I felt like I was glowing. It was like gold and yellow and orange just all around me. And I like heard myself talking to myself, and it was like, Sean, you can do whatever you want with your life. You can change your life. What you're doing right now, you could be doing better. I like, I'm gonna take care of you. And sure enough, dude, like, I was okay. Mm-hmm. And that was such an experience. And you know, getting back to marijuana, I, you know, made that decision that if I were ever to do something like that, to trip or something, stay away from all that X, stay away from that Molly. I might even try shrooms though, because it's of the earth.
I tried shrooms once, and
how was that?
Man, it was me and my my boy Jonah. It was my boy Jonah.
Oh, Jonah's cool. I met him once.
Yeah, Jonah. Cool. My boy Andrew. Andrew Haney, shouts out to him. Scott Snowberger, shouts out to him. It was all four of us in the house, and they had brought over some orange juice. And what they did was they dumped all the shrooms into the orange juice, right?
I've heard about people and doing this. This is dope.
They stood around, and they were just drinking it. So when they got to the house, they were already... It was already starting to set in there. Orange juice was just about getting almost done. And so they gave Jonah... No, Jonah didn't get any. Jonah was already high because we were already smoking prior to
that. He was like, I'm not going to drink that shit.
Yeah. And they looked... Scott looked at me and he was like, yo, do you want some? And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't done shrooms before. And he goes... I'm like, what's it like? He goes, bro, first of all, I promise you, it's like marijuana. It's grown from the earth. No chemical cut type shit. Nothing like that. What you do need to know is you're going to be high. It's like a super high. And I'm like, is it going to make me trip or whatever? He goes, bro, trust me, you're going to be fine. Just chill. You'll be fine. If you smoked marijuana and you were chill, you'll be fine on this. And I'm like, all right, cool. What I didn't realize is that those shrooms float to the bottom. They don't stay active within the orange juice. They go straight down, and then the orange juice will, you know, infuse as it goes along. Well, I drank the rest of it, and I got all of the shrooms that were on the bottom. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. My God, dude. Bro, all of it went in my mouth, and I started chewing, and I'm like... And both of them, their jaws were dropped, and I was like, what? He's like, we forgot there are shrooms on the bottom. And I was just like, yeah, but y'all were just like, no, bro, we were drinking straight liquid. Like, the shrooms were mixed in. I was like, oh. Oh, shit, fuck it. So I just, like, I emptied and I knocked the rest of it into my mouth and chewed it. And give it about 30 minutes, right? I'm chilling there. We're playing Smash Bros, right? I brought my Switch over. And oh, my gosh. Everything just said, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, everything got bright in the room, but it was like a neon type bright, like different colors. And I'm looking around, and for a second, everything seemed like it was slow motion. And I'm like, whoa.
Hold that thought. Keep telling this story. I'm going to go pee.
All right, fam. So, yeah. And, wow, it feels weird talking about myself now. But yeah, nah, everything was just weird. So I went to the bathroom, and, I was in there for like an hour or hour and a half just staring at the mirror like, holy shit, that's me. That's crazy. What is going on? Like, I don't know, man. It's so weird. But it made, I didn't feel, you know, crazy from it, or I didn't feel any anxiety or anything like that. It was, like they said, it was like a super high. And I don't know. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed shrooms. I will say this. It is different from smoking marijuana, but overall, the bad stigma for marijuana and shrooms, I feel like, aren't really what needs to be said. Like, marijuana really does help with, it does help with a lot of things. For everyone that's listening on the group's podcast right now, it really does help. It helps a lot. Yeah. Okay, right now Sean is currently running back. Run, Sean, run. 3, 2, 1. But yeah. So yeah, no, I just finished up the story telling them about shrooms, but how you said you smoked Alien OG. I actually had something called OG Kush.
OG Kush is a classic.
Hey, let me tell you something. When I smoked the actual OG Kush, it was actually mixed with something called Trainwreck. I smoked that, right? And I was like, this is the best high I ever had. The best high I ever had is when I smoked something called God's Cough.
I tried God's Plan.
Bro, I think I took 2 hits and I was high for a day and a half. I don't even know how. And I was like, bro, what is this strain made out of? And he goes, it's a strain put together through 3 different strains.
Hybrid.
Yeah. It was a strong hybrid too. And I was like, whoa. He goes, funny thing is, you won't really find this strain just anywhere all the time. This is one of those things where if you do find it, get some of it, because holy cow, dude. I'm like, yeah. I mean, wow, dude. I ate food. It was amazing. I took a shower. It was amazing. I went to sleep.
Hell yeah.
I don't know, man. Like I said, bro, for anybody that just wondering about marijuana and different things like that, I would say give it a try. Definitely don't go overboard with it on the first go.
And be safe. Make sure you're around people who are cool with you doing it. But, you know.
Make sure you're with someone that's already been smoking for a while and knows what they're doing. That's one thing I will say, all right? If you're not going to go that route, at least go with someone that's... Well, actually, I'm not even going to say that. Yeah, you should probably be with someone that's been smoking for a while.
A good atmosphere. Yeah. So your mind is not worried about other shit.
And make sure you don't got, like, work or something important the next day, because, oh my God, dude, you are going to be on cloud 9. You're going to wake up like, what happened?
And you learn things when you are under the influence or when you're high, but you're at a higher state of thinking. You're thinking differently. And then when you come off that high, your mind is still processing the things that you were thinking, and it just trickles into your everyday life. Then maybe your third eye begins to open. Maybe, you know, you're not flicking people off when they cut you off on the road. Maybe you're holding the door open. It's made me a better person in a way. And I don't rely on it. I don't even smoke that much.
I promise you, if you're not the type of person where you smoke, you talk a lot, you're gonna laugh a lot. I promise you, like, everything just becomes funny. I feel like you come up with some, if you're any type of content creator, I feel like you'll come up with some really good ideas in that state, stuff like that. So,
well, guys, with that being said, thank you for listening. It means a lot. And you can find me on Instagram. That's the only social media I use. I use TikTok, but I don't even know. But you can follow me on Instagram at Sean Evans Official. And Vinja, would you like to go ahead and plug real quick?
Do you guys follow me on Vinja the Unknown? Unknown World's name of the Instagram account. But if you type in Vinja the Unknown, that's how you'll find it. Or so at Vinja the Unknown, and also at Nerd Archive on Instagram. Just go ahead and follow me. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sean, for letting me be on the show today.
Of course, dude. We're going to have to do it again.
Oh, of course, dude. I got so much more stuff to say, dude. Like, this is awesome, dude.
We not only have more things to say, but we got more trips to wherever we're going. We got a lot to take care of. So until then, guys, stay positive. Make sure your atmosphere is good. And if there's anything that's toxic in your life, you know, work on it. You know, it's a day-to-day thing, but don't beat yourself up. Try to stop and smell the roses. Make new friends, talk to people, open up, be yourself, be okay with being yourself. And if you ever need someone to talk to, you can hit me up, and I know you can hit Vinja up, but it can be confidential. It can stay in, you know, between us. We can talk about my life, your life. We can talk about it all. So until then, I guess we'll talk soon, you know. Thank you for listening. This is the Goobs Podcast, a podcast where we talk just to talk. All right, guys. Bye.